This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In the Middle East, events of the past week, including a deadly bus bombing in Jerusalem and an Israeli missile strike on a Hamas leader in Gaza, have dealt a serious blow to the American peace initiative. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that an atmosphere of relative calm and optimism engendered by a Palestinian ceasefire has now evaporated in a cycle of bloodletting.
Last week, the Palestine coffee shop in Ramallah buzzed with chatter about chances for peace and a lasting ceasefire. The truce is good for everybody, this 62-year-old patron said. Bloodshed is not good for either Palestinians or Israelis, he says. Back in Jerusalem, Israelis relished a recent Sunday under the stars during a screening at the Cinematheque. There had been a sense of relief that perhaps the three-month ceasefire Hamas and Islamic Jihad had agreed to abide by in late June might actually hold through September. It proved a vain hope. Tuesday night, a massive bomb on a bus in Jerusalem convulsed an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood and the country. A suicide bomber boarded the double-length bus and blew himself up along with 20 others. The dead were mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews. In the seconds it took to blast bus number two apart, Jerusalem went from 7 weeks of a state of ease to a more familiar state of siege. Israel was in no mood to be even-handed. Jonathan Peled is a foreign ministry spokesman.
As long as the Palestinian Authority, which is very clearly cannot at this moment put a lid on terrorism or doesn't want to put a lid on terrorism, we will have to continue carrying out missions of self-defense and of pinpointed preventive actions.
The suicide bomber struck just as Israeli officials were conferring on details to return control of towns in the occupied West Bank to Palestinian police. News of the attack scuttled the plan, replacing it instead with military incursions into the West Bank towns of Jenin and Nablus. As stunned Israelis mourned their dead, frightened Palestinians watched as a small contingent of tanks rolled into Nablus early Thursday. Bullhorns crackled as jeeps passed by. The streets of the old city, home to 50,000, were empty, save for a few stone throwers. The air was punctuated by the sound of idling tanks and occasional gunfire. The speed of Israel's action, less than 48 hours after the bus bombing by a Hamas member, took the Palestinian leadership by surprise. Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas had been meeting with his own cabinet on ways to crack down on the militant groups when Israel launched its answer to the Jerusalem bus attack. But it was Israel's assassination of a top Hamas political figure in Gaza on Thursday that finished off the ceasefire for good. Hamas and Islamic Jihad both vowed revenge, and Israeli senior officials were quoted as saying there will be more of what they call targeted killings. An editorial in an Israeli newspaper summed up the general mood this week. It called the summer ceasefire an illusion and said, as illusions do, it came to an end. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.
It has been a difficult week in Iraq, too. On Tuesday, the same day as the bus bombing in Israel, a truck bomb exploded outside the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad. More than 20 people died, including the top UN official there. More than 100 people were injured. The head of the U.S. Central Command, General John Abizaid, now says the biggest threat facing the United States and its allies in Iraq is terrorism. Joining me by phone to discuss all this is Rashid Khalidi, the director of the Middle East Institute at Columbia University. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, Linda.